Here at Jewish Rock Radio, we care about the meaning and the action behind Jewish music. Every week on Jewish Rock Radio, we feature a series of provocative shows hosted by top artists in Jewish life, dedicated to enriching your knowledge about Jewish artists, their music, and the impact they're having on our world today. Up next on Jewish Rock Radio, join us for Jewish Holiday Remix with host Jacob Spike Kraus. Jewish Holiday Remix explores the hidden and the holy in the music of our holidays. Get ready for an unexpected musical look behind your favorite holidays. You're listening to Jewish Rock Radio and Jewish Holiday Remix with Jacob Spike Kraus.
Hey, this is Jacob Spike Kraus, and you're listening to my Jewish Rock Radio show. It's called Jewish Holiday Remix, exploring the hidden and the holy in the music of our holidays. We explore the themes and unexpected connections hiding just beneath the surface of some of our favorite holiday songs, as well as contemporary Jewish songs that are reinterpreting holidays in new and exciting ways. This episode, we're bringing the light to the darkest time of the year as we explore, once again, the Festival of Lights, the holiday of Hanukkah. Friends, it is so good to be with you, sharing another episode of your favorite show, Jewish Holiday Remix. It is my least favorite time of the year up north, where daylight savings time has hit, and it is suddenly winter, like we had absolutely zero fall. It's just cold and dark all the time now. But alas, time stops for no one. And at least the changing of the seasons means one thing: Hanukkah is on the horizon. Hanukkah means dedication. The name for the whole holiday comes not from the battle and not from the lighting of the menorah, but from the moment when the Jewish people rededicated the Holy Temple after reclaiming it from the Greeks. How powerful is it that we named the entire holiday after this pinnacle moment, this moment of rebirth, that we recommit ourselves to our tradition, to our heritage, to living Jewish lives, outwardly, the way that the Maccabees rededicated their holy space after the long war. Because the miracle of the oil is flashy and the military victory is awesome, but we need to remember what all of that was for, right? For us to be able to live Jewish lives and be Jewish people freely without persecution. On Hanukkah, we rededicate ourselves to Judaism just as our ancestors did so long ago. So, I thought we would start off with a song of dedication. What songs of dedication do you know, and how can you weave those into your Hanukkah celebrations this year? My favorite is In This House by Beth Schaefer. Here it is, on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock.
In this house, it all comes together in this house. In this house, in this house, it all comes together in this house of God. In this house beats the heart of a family. Center of a community. We study and we pray, find meaning in each day. In this house, in this house, in this house. In this house is a spark of God's creation. In this house there is joy and celebration. By song or by word, your prayers will be heard. In this house, in this house, in this house. In this house, in this house, it all comes together in this house. In this house, in this house, it all comes together in this house of God. Shelter we can clothe and feed. In this house there is always help for those in need. A stranger makes a friend, becomes inspired again. have studied
in this house,
a house of prayer,
in this house,
a house of gathering,
in this house,
from everywhere,
in this house.
How lovely is your dwelling place, oh Jacob.
That was In This House by Beth Schaefer off of her album, The Quest and The Question. What a phenomenal album name. I'm your host, Jacob Spike Krause, and you're listening to Jewish Holiday Remix right here on Jewish Rock Radio. To tell the story of Hanukkah is to tell the story of miracles. Now, yes, I said miracles, plural, because miracles abound in this story. There are three miracles I think of when I think of, quote, the miracle of Hanukkah, right? Air quotes. Can you name them? Take a second and see if you can name three Hanukkah miracles. Number one, the miracle of the oil. The one we teach our kids, right? Because it's the flashiest and the most spectacular. When the Jews reclaimed the temple in Jerusalem, they found only enough oil to light the lamps for one day. And so they sent out riders to gather more, and in the meantime, they lit the lamp anyways. And the oil burned not just for that one day, but for a whole 8 days. The first miracle. Except that that's actually the second miracle of Hanukkah, right? The first miracle is our military victory. The Jews fought the Greeks with guerrilla warfare style tactics, being severely outnumbered and out-equipped against one of the strongest military forces of the era. They had zero business winning the war, but they did. And that's the second miracle. I once learned of a third miracle, a lesson taught by Rabbi David Hartman of the Shalom Hartman Institute. He asked, what if the miracle of the oil wasn't actually that the oil lasted for 8 days? What if the true miracle of the oil was that the Jewish people had the courage to light the lamps at all, even with the uncertainty of what would happen next, with the oil, with their lives, with their newfound victory? Courage in the face of uncertainty. The third miracle of Hanukkah. Hanukkah is an opportunity to think about what makes a miracle. Is it God's hand in our world? Is it human perseverance, pure coincidence maybe? We might see examples of all of those in the Hanukkah story. It just depends on what lens we choose to look through. Traditionally, as Jews, we see God's work in the miracles around us. I think back to the story of the Exodus and God parting the Red Sea and delivering us to freedom. The people sang, Mi chamocha ba'elim Adonai, who is like you, O God? What a great parallel to this story of our fight for our freedom, our religious freedom. A story in which, if you look at it just the right way, you can see God once again coming to our aid. Here is a version of Mi Chamocha by Rick Recht, only on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock.
Mi Chamocha ba'eli madonai, Mi Chamocha nedar ba'kodesh, Dora tehi lo. Osefele Mi chamocha ba'eli madonai Mi chamocha ne'ed
That was Mi Chamocha by Rick Recht off of his album Shabbat Alive. I'm your host, Jacob Spike Kraus, and you're listening to Jewish Holiday Remix, only on Jewish Rock Radio. So today, Hanukkah, it's a time of joy. But the Maccabees and the rest of the characters in this story, the time that they lived in, the time that the Hanukkah story talks about, that was a time of real fear. Antiochus was doing his best to destroy Judaism entirely. Imagine what it was like to be a Jew in Spain during the Spanish Inquisition or in Europe during the Holocaust. Here is yet another example of Jews being forced to live in fear, to practice in secret, to change who they were just for the sake of surviving. When the Jewish people won their victory, it wasn't just a political victory over their enemies. It was a victory over fear. It was a victory of vision. A handful of Jews had a vision of what life should be like, of how they wanted to live and how to lead. They weren't paralyzed by fear. They decided fear wasn't a premise they wanted to live by anymore. They had a vision and they inspired others to join them in making that vision their reality. What is your vision for how you want to live? What is the fear that is holding you back from that vision? As we move into Hanukkah this year, see if you can be inspired by the Maccabees. How can you overcome your fears and live out the vision you have for your own life? Here is Vision by Charlie Kramer, only on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish Rock.
There are times don't have sight, but I've got vision. I don't mind, I can't see, 'cause I will listen. With my heart, with my soul, and with my spirit, in this darkness I will find everything I thought I'm missing. I've got a vision. are things I forget always with me. Like my mind and the strength within my being. There are blessings when I face what I am feeling. I don't let what I see decide what I know and what I'm blind to. I've got a vision. Everything I've seen's just right in front of me. I've got everything I've dreamed of, 'cause everything I've seen's just right inside of me. I've got everything I've dreamed of, 'cause everything I've seen's just right in front of me. Everything I've dreamed of, 'cause everything I've seen's just right inside of me. I've got vision. I've got a vision. I've got a vision. I've got a vision.
You know, you're not a real fan until you fan us on Facebook. Come on, let's be friends.
Jewish Rock Radio. Jewish Rock Radio is listener supported. We count on your support to provide the ultimate in Jewish rock. Visit www.jewishrockradio.com/support and pledge your support today.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Jacob Spike Krause, and you're listening to my Jewish Rock Radio show, Jewish Holiday Remix, exploring the hidden and the holy in the music of our holidays. This episode, we're lighting up the night with the story of Hanukkah. Welcome to the Kids' Corner, y'all. Each episode, I feature one song in particular that can shift the way we teach about the holiday to our kids. Now, this week, that song is my song, Remember the Miracle. So I know that the calling card of this show is that we don't really share songs that connect to the holidays in obvious ways, right? I.e., we're not going to do I Am a Latke, we're not going to do Mao's Tzor, but I wanted to buck that trend kind of here because I've started to think about Hanukkah music in a unique way that I think will jumpstart some conversations for you and your families this Hanukkah time. I'm just going to come out and say I really love Christmas music. I think it's catchy, I think it's warm and bubbly, some of it, honestly, really, really beautiful, and most of it was written by Jews. Did you know that? Some of the most famous Christmas songs were written by Jewish composers. For a long time, I thought to myself, what if those same Jewish composers had written these elegant American standards, but used their Jewish identity to write these songs about Hanukkah instead, about our tradition, our holiday, our history. That was the artistic vision behind my most recent project, Light Up the Night. Hanukkah songs that feel like American standards. Last year, I released a follow-up single, Remember the Miracle, and I wrote this one intentionally for educators to use on Hanukkah, so that's why it's this episode's Kids' Corner choice. Remember the Miracle hints at both of the obvious miracles we spoke about earlier, right? The miracle of the light and the miracle of the fight. That's the military victory. Now, the A section of the song counts the nights of Hanukkah from 1 to 8, making it easier for younger children to engage with the song. And the B sections go in depth one for each of the miracles, setting the stage for important Hanukkah conversations in classrooms. And the whole thing has that Frank Sinatra, Nat King Cole vibe that just absolutely smothers radio waves once Thanksgiving is over. So here is Remember the Miracle by Jacob Spike Krause on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock.
Each Hanukkah night, I light my lights and remember the miracle of our fight. And each of them makes a lovely sight to remember the miracle shining bright. The Jewish people won the right to their own fate, even though the odds were stacked against the few. They came together so they could rededicate, make it all as if it were brand new. There's family and friends that we'll invite to remember the miracle of our fight. Songs we will sing and words recite to remember the miracle shining bright. That oil burned away till not a drop remained, but our lights kept on glowing just the same. Eight candles burn so bright along my window pane to show the world that I am not afraid. So maybe that's why, as time goes by, remember the miracle of our fight. Night after night, we light these lights to remember the miracle. We remember the miracle. We remember the miracle shining bright.
That was Remember the Miracle by me, Jacob Spike Krause. And if you liked it, you should definitely find the full Light Up the Night EP wherever you listen to music to get more of that Hanukkah jazz goodness in your life. This is Jacob Spike Krause, and you're listening to Jewish Holiday Remix on Jewish Rock Radio. Okay, we're going to spend some time with light and darkness here because, duh, it's Hanukkah, but let's give it that classic Jewish Holiday Remix. Remix. So some texts and songs about light that aren't literally about the Hanukkah light. Or chadash al tzion ta'ir v'nizkeh hulanu mehera le'oro, right? Words that mean shine a new light on Zion and may we all soon be worthy to share its light. That's from the morning liturgy. Blessing God who created light. And it has nothing to do with Hanukkah. Except, it kind of does, right? Didn't the Maccabees cause a new light, literally, to shine on Zion? And didn't they figuratively shine their light, inspiring others to join them, to be worthy enough to share that light, the light of religious freedom, the light of self-determination? Sometimes the light that we shine isn't physical light. The Hanukkah lights that light up the dark nights aren't always visible. Given time and a dream, we can create a new beginning. From the dark will emerge a bright spark to light the way. That's how Sue Horowitz interprets this blessing, and that's how we're going to tie these two strings together. Here is Shine a Light, Or Chadash by Sue Horowitz on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock.
Shine a light.
That was Shine a Light, Or Chadash by Sue Horowitz off the album In the Water. I'm your host, Jacob Spike Krause, and you're listening to Jewish Holiday Remix only on Jewish Rock Radio. Okay, more light texts. This time, Or Zarua la tzadik ul yishre lev simcha. Light is sown for the righteous, gladness for the upright in heart. This is from Psalm 97. Some communities sing it during Kabbalat Shabbat. But again, it's not really related to Hanukkah. And yet again, it kind of is, right? The Maccabees fought for our religious freedom. And some would call them religious zealots, and they'd probably be right. Others would call their fight a righteous fight. And isn't any fight for liberation from violent oppression a righteous fight? These words actually depict the Hanukkah story in a nutshell. The righteous fought for religious freedom and won. And then when they needed light, when they went to rededicate the temple, there it was. Light was sown for these righteous heroes. Oil that was supposed to last one day lasted 8 nights. For these warriors who were upright in heart, a phrase that I take to mean that they stayed true to their convictions, true to themselves, their story ends in gladness. For a little bit at least, but, you know, then history happens. Anyways, here is Or Zarua by Kol Beseder on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock.
Can't get enough Jewish rock? Visit us online at jewishrockradio.com. Jewish Rock Radio is listener supported. We count on your support to provide the ultimate in Jewish rock. Visit www.jewishrockradio.com/support and pledge your support today.
Welcome back, y'all. This is Jacob Spike Krause, and you're listening to my Jewish Rock Radio show, Jewish Holiday Remix, exploring the hidden and the holy in the music of our holidays. This episode, we're learning about the holiday of Hanukkah. Now, a part of the Hanukkah story that I don't think we talk enough about is the underlying theme of assimilation and what that means. So, Antiochus wanted to end Judaism, but unlike some of our more recent dictators, that didn't necessarily mean killing the Jews outright. Antiochus passed laws that outlawed Jewish practices like worship and circumcision in an attempt to force Jews to assimilate into Greek society. The Maccabees were religious zealots who were fully against assimilation into Greek society. They fought violently to prevent exactly that, which is an odd feeling for me to come to grips with as a Reformed Jew, right? As a progressive Jew, progressive Judaism was founded on the principle of assimilating into national society. So first in Germany, and then by Isaac M. Wise, Rabbi Isaac Wise, in America in the mid-19th century. Some of the earliest tenets of progressive Judaism were not to keep kosher, to pray in your native language rather than in Hebrew, to dress in styles of the time, all measures meant to make Jews feel more like a part of their country, not less. And I think it's a good conversation to grapple with when Hanukkah comes around. How much assimilation is too much? Is there such a thing as too much? Is it helpful to ally yourself with someone who actually fundamentally disagrees with the way you live your life? That actually feels like a really poignant question in today's day and age. Perhaps we can look to the Hanukkah story for guidance. One of the most overt signs of Jews assimilating into national culture is the transition to using native language. Though it was rare at the start, it has now become pretty commonplace. Artists are composing Jewish songs and prayers in their native languages, and it's still Jewish, and it's still beautiful. So here is an English interpretation of the Ve'ahavta by Julie Silver on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock.
Ve'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha bechol levavecha ובכל נפשך ובכל מאודך. Love Adonai your God with all your heart, with all your soul, which I command you on this day shall be in your heart, shall be in your heart. Teach them faithfully unto your children, speak of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down and when you rise. Bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be a symbol between your eyes. Write them on the doorposts of your house and upon your gates. on your gaze. Teach them faithfully unto your children. Speak of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down and when you rise, and when you rise.
That was Wer Hafte by Julie Silver off her album Walk With Me. I'm your host, Jacob Spike Krause, and you're listening to Jewish Holiday Remix on Jewish Rock Radio. In its most fundamental form, after all of this that we've talked about, the Hanukkah story is still a story of military victory, the much smaller Jewish army against powerful Greek tyranny. Questionable power dynamics run throughout the entire tale. Antiochus tries to use his power to suppress outward forms of Judaism and force assimilation. The Maccabees use their power to revolt, to rise up, and reclaim their heritage. Where does the Maccabee power come from? Is it a miracle from God? Is it a mandate from their fellow Jewish people? Does it come from an unwavering devotion and willingness to die for what they believe in? It seems so obvious on the surface that Hanukkah is about power versus powerlessness, and that the Greeks have the power and the Jews are powerless. But by the end of the story, the Jews have won, so how powerless were they really? The Maccabees found their power and used it to fuel a movement. Can we do the same in our time? Can we find those things that make us feel powerless and turn them into strengths? Wherever our power comes from God, from each other, from our beliefs, can we find inspiration in the story of the Maccabees to take back our power from those parts of our lives that seem to strip us of it? Here is Essa Enai by Jackson Mercer on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish Rock.
Yeah.
That was Esai and I by Jackson Mercer from the album Notnim Be'ahava Reshut. I'm your host, Jacob Spike Kraus, and actually, that's it for Jewish Holiday Remix Season 2. It was super duper sweet to share music with you today, and I'm looking forward to doing it again next year in Season 3, y'all. Season 3, we've been renewed, it's happening, we're coming back strong. You can stream the last episode of Jewish Holiday Remix and learn more about the artists featured on this show by visiting jewishrockradio.com/showtimes. And while you're at it, make sure to follow Jewish Rock Radio on Facebook and Twitter. Stay tuned to Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock. Until next time, everyone, go ahead, light up the night. Later, everybody.